Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second, the first baseman, Mike Fiore. Batting third, the third baseman, Joe Foy. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting seventh, the catcher, Ellie Rodriguez. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Paul Shaw. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Wally Bunker. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Wally Bunker. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second, the shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third, the first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth, the catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Bob Christian. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy hits a pop-up towards first. McGraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knoop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Shaw scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Christian. Adair reaches second base with a double. Ellie Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Adair moves to third. Two outs. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Shaw scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Hairman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bunker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Christian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christian hits a ball on the ground towards short. Shaw scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Wally Bunker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunker hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fiore takes first base on ball 4. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0 for 1 in the game. Foy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fiore moves to third. Foy moves to second. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Shaw scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Horland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horland strikes out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Shaw fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0 for 1 in the game. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw strikes out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Rodriguez for a passed ball. Melton moves to second. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann takes first base on ball 4. Bob Christian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christian is 0 for 1 in the game. Christian hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0-for-1 in the game. Schall hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Wally Bunker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunker is 0-for-1 in the game. Bunker hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelly strikes out. Two outs. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fiore hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw fields the ball and throws to Horlan covering. Safe. Schall moves to second. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Foy hits a fly ball into left field. Christian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunker fires to first and has Berry trapped. There's the throw to Schall, who tags Berry for the out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bunker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0-for-1 in the game. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bunker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Horlan moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Horlan scores. Williams moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-2 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Horlan covering, for the out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-2 in the game. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Adair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Melton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hermann takes first base on ball 4. Bob Christian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christian is 0-for-2 in the game. Christian hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Shaw scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shaw hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Harris pinch hits for Wally Bunker. Billy Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-3 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Cram now pitching. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Knoop is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Horland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Horland hits a pop-up towards the mound. Cram settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Fiore hits a fly ball into left field. Christian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Foy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-3 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a fly ball into left field. Christian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-3 in the game. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Foy moves to second. Scott Northey pinch runs for Lou Piniella. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Adair hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-2, Royals. Ellie Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-3 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Northey now playing center field. Ed Kirkpatrick now playing left field. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Rodriguez and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 0 for 3 in the game. McGraw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. It's Royals, 3, White Sox, 3. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Melton strikes out. 1 out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Hermann hits a fly ball into center field. Northey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Christian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christian is 0 for 3 in the game. Christian hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy juggles the ball. That's an error on Foy. McGraw moves to second. Pete Ward pinch hits for Ken Berry. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward takes first base on ball 4. McGraw moves to third. Christian moves to second. Angel Bravo pinch runs for Pete Ward. Gail Hopkins pinch hits for Bobby Knoop. Mo Drabowski now pitching. Buck Martinez now catching. Gail Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Angel Bravo now playing center field. Rich Morales now playing second base. Bob Oliver pinch hits for Paul Shaw. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into left field. Christian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morales fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tom Bergmeier pinch runs for Buck Martinez. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 4 in the game. Kelly strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Fiore hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, Royals. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio misplays the ball. That's an error on Aparicio. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 4 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Fran Healy now catching. Bob Oliver now playing right field. Juan Rios now playing shortstop. Bob Spence pinch hits for Joe Horlan. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence strikes out. 1 out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Williams strikes out. 2 outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.